Good afternoon and welcome to the Better Living Radio Program. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. And this afternoon we have with us Yvonne Montague from Connecticut. Yvonne has been a gospel medical missionary and a lifestyle specialist for about 10 years. She got her training from Meet Ministry, which is run by Thomas Jackson. She also has a radio program that she's been running for the last 2 years. And today she'll be talking to us about health and longevity, how we can have better health and live longer by changing our lifestyle habits. Welcome, Ms. Montague.
Thank you, Sister Lewis and Brother Lewis. God bless you. And it's a wonderful privilege to have this opportunity to share with your listeners in Radioland. And good afternoon to our listeners in Radioland. I say our listeners because your listeners, of course, you're going to be my listeners. It is indeed a great pleasure to be presenting information to enhance your quality of life. And this afternoon, I would like to share with you information on health and longevity. I have a question for you, my listeners. What is health? Have you ever thought of what health truly is? First of all, I'll give you the definition that health is three-dimensional. It's physical, it's mental, it's spiritual. It's health of mind, health of body, and health of soul. And also Jesus himself defines health in Matthew 9, verse 12. It says, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." So what Jesus is saying here, we could be sick in the physical body, mm-hmm. We could be sick in the spiritual sense, or we could be sick mentally. So three-dimensional. And you know, God is a loving God. He's a wonderful creator. And he has a Bible verse that he shares with us his desire through the Apostle Paul. I wonder if anyone could think of that. And that's none other than 3 John 2. As a matter of fact, it's the Apostle John. 3 John 2, where he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." But my dear listening friends, you may be wondering, how are you going to be able to achieve this health? First of all, I want to say, God is a loving God. But he has some rules that he has laid down. And if we follow these rules, he will bless us. And even if you are sick and you are listening to me, you may be suffering from diabetes, you may be suffering from arthritis, you may be suffering from cancer, you may be suffering from gout, you may be suffering from depression, whatever the condition is, even AIDS, God is bigger than AIDS. And he is able to take care of your condition. But God has instructions for us, and it's only when we follow these instructions that we can be made whole. So first of all, we need to have the obedience. And how will you know or understand what God's desire for you, and how can you obey? You first must get acquainted with the Word of God, the Holy Bible. I like to refer to the Bible as the manual. You see, my dear listening friends, if you buy a car, you get an instructor's manual, a guide to tell you what gas you should put in the car and what you should not put in it, when you should have it tuned up, the type of oil that you should put in it. And if you buy a washing machine, it's the same thing. If you buy a clock, it doesn't matter what we buy, we get instruction. So, my dear listening friends, don't you think the loving God of heaven that created you and I so beautifully, when he said in the garden, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness," would certainly have given us a manual to take care of ourselves, that we can have better health and enjoy a better quality of life? Certainly he did. And I like to refer to that instruction book as the owner's manual, the Holy Bible. It has everything in it to keep us well, that we can enjoy the life that God wants us to enjoy. And so, on that note, I'll share with you in Exodus chapter 15, 26. You know, it would be good if you take your pen and paper and just write these as I go along. In Exodus 15, 26, God says to us through Moses, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And that's a wonderful promise. It's a two-way thing. God says, if you do this, I will do that. If you obey, he will bless. He will not put any of the diseases. But have you ever thought what the diseases of the Egyptians are? Oh, my dear listening friends, we have them today. They're all around us. The disease of high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. And have you ever considered how we come by these diseases? You know, the record shows that the Egyptians were living on a high meat diet. They never understood or followed God's law, his health laws of having proper nutrition, having exercise, getting proper rest, drinking water, and having temperance, or even trusting in our Creator. I like to refer to those also as God's plan of having godly trust, open air, daily exercise, sunshine, the benefit that we so need to turn the vitamin D, to produce vitamin D in our bodies, you know, turning cholesterol into vitamin D and giving us the good health. Then we have proper rest, lots of water to cleanse us internally and externally, always being temperate, not even overeating on the good things. And then last but not least, nutrition. So these are the principles God gave us. He laid down for us. And if we follow these, we will have good health. But the Egyptians never followed that. They were living on a high flesh diet, just the same that many today are living on, eating lots of fast foods, doing away with the things that God says are healthy. We're looking for a low-carb diet, refusing to follow God's principles. And so the diseases of the Egyptians come on us. But if we follow God's principles, first, with the nutritional lifestyle being addressed, we gradually move away from the way we are eating, which is a lifestyle habit, and eating more fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts. We find this instruction in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. That's the ultimate diet that God gave in the owner's manual when he created man. Now, obviously, sin entered the world, and God had to modify that diet. And in the modification, that was where he placed the vegetables for us. And the chlorophyll is for the cleansing of the blood and to keep us well. So God knew what was best. We had an emergency diet that came about at the time of the flood with Noah, and God did indeed give us meat to eat, but he did say we should not eat the fat nor have the blood. And I'm sure, which I myself was ignorant for many, many years of this until I got into ministry, so I was not eating my meat the proper way until I move away from this. And I praise God, I'm now basking in the sunshine of health because I've gotten over ulcerative colitis and all other conditions, hiatal hernia, sinuses, digestive problems, as I made what I call the lifestyle changes using God's health principles, I am now enjoying better living, better health. And that's what this radio program is all about, is better living. And this is why I'm just so excited in being on the air, my dear listening friends, sharing with you this afternoon that God has blessed me, and with enthusiasm I want to let you know that he can bless you too.
So in other words, you are obedient to what he said in his word.
Yes.
And you follow those principles, and as a result you got better health.
Better health, better health. Praise God. I wish they could just see me because it's just wonderful with the blessing of God. And you know, God has promised through the psalmist David in Psalm 103, verses, as a matter of fact, I'm going to read 1 through 5. David, and I just love what David says, Sister Louise. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And I praise God, he's renewed my youth like the eagles. I am 3 years away from 60, and anyone looking at me would never believe that. But it's the blessing of my dear, loving Heavenly Father and my obedience. It's over the last 15 years I transitioned, making what I call, and which rightly it is, a lifestyle change. Because our lifestyle is not right, and so we cannot enjoy better health and have better living and better lifestyle. We must change. But God is saying, even if we have arthritis, diabetes, cancer, he is able to change that and to make us well when we begin to follow his health plans, his instructions, whether they are New Start or God's plan. We need to begin. And when we do that, we will see the hand of God that is working in our lives. I have such tremendous blessing with it. And on my radio ministry in Connecticut, my listeners, they have been calling in and just testifying to the blessings and the goodness of God. And, you know, I believe, Sister Louise, you should encourage your callers to call you and share how God has blessed you, because that just strengthens me in ministry. When I hear my caller and say how God has blessed me and my blood sugar has gone down and my weight is going down and the changes that they're making, it's tremendous blessing. And I say, praise God. Because he tells me in his word that he can renew our youth like the eagles.
Yeah, what were the health conditions that you had?
Oh, I had aortal hernia, which with reflux, which was very awful. At the point in time when the doctor, he would give me a small pill that if it falls on the floor, you couldn't find it to pick it up. And when I put that in my mouth, it's like my whole system was shutting down.
Wow.
That was supposed to close the sphincters. So that my food would digest speedily.
Mm-hmm.
I had ulcerative colitis in 1989, and the doctor says to me, no medication, he says, I am going to work with you and let God take care of it. And I was just so thankful that he recognized and respected what I was doing, because by then I was preparing, God had been preparing me to be in ministry. And I just thank God that he moved in my life, and as he revealed to me to remove things from the table and my plate. In case in point, I had a dream to eat chickpeas. And when I asked one old elder in my church, what was it for colitis? And he said, chickpeas. I said, chickpeas? I had a dream to eat chickpeas. But you see, God loves us so much that he provides. On the other hand, we should not keep these things a secret, because if we have illnesses and we keep them a secret, nobody can help us. We need to speak, and we need to get folks to help us to pray and to share with us. And while I was going through all this difficulty, I had the dream of my finger taking red meat out of my mouth. And it happened 3 times, and I said, I believe God is asking me to remove meat from my mouth, because there are conditions that we suffer from,
right,
like high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, colitis, AIDS. We should not put flesh foods. It's not good in the first place, but it's even bad putting it in our bodies with these conditions, because we make matters worse. We are increasing the cholesterol. We are putting bacteria in our bodies. And you know, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11 tells us that. And if we want to have good health, sound mind, and sound bodies, and good character for eternity, we need good blood.
Right, we need good blood.
Exactly.
And I remember in Ministry of Healing itself, it says that in order to have good health, we have to have good blood that go, you know, circulates through the body, you know, so, and which bring life-giving nutrients throughout all the body. So it's a wonderful thing. We're being obedient to the laws of health and doing what God asks us to do. And no matter what conditions that we might suffer from or with, the Lord is able to use the things that we do in terms of being obedient to the laws of health, like you mentioned. The new start or the God's plan, the nutrition, the exercise, the sunlight, you know, get out in the sunlight,
yes,
start exercising, start walking, you know, being temperate, you know, in the things that we do that will help us to have better health. So we want to encourage our listeners out there, just how Ms. Montague had better health from changing to God's plan and doing what God have asked her to do, she began to enjoy better health, even though she had suffered with some of the conditions that she mentioned.
And in winding down, I'd like to say I have worked with individuals with the blessing that I have gotten my training through Meat Ministry. I have worked with individuals that cancer has been totally reversed. Diabetes has been reversed. And they are also enjoying good health. And it gives me joy to know that this God, the Word of God and the plan that He has given us, God's plan is helping people get well. So whether it's New Start or it's God's plan, God is working in our lives. And my dear listening friends, it was a great pleasure for me to just being here, talking with you. And I pray that God is going to bless you tremendously as you listen to Better Living Radio program. You will just follow the instructions day after day. And let God bless you. Please call in. Let the Lewises know how you are doing. And if you do need any information, please let them know. If you would like any information, Sister Lewis,
yes,
feel free to contact me.
Right. We'd like to hear from our listening audience and to let us know if you'd like a copy of any of the tapes from these programs that we have. And feel free to call us. Our number, again, is 584-2670 with any information or comments about this program. Our mailing address is Better Living, Post Office Box 853, Camden, Tennessee, 38320. And we love to hear from you. But we want to keep in mind that obedience to the laws of God is what will give us better health. We can't be living the same old way that we've been living. We have to change our lifestyle. We have to get up and get going and do what God asks us to do. And then we'll have better health. So we thank you for listening, and may God bless you.